It's Illinois Public Radio. I'm Brian Mackey. Governor Bruce Rauner is declaring victory after the House failed to override a key veto. The bill was a priority of organized labor. Rauner wants local governments to set up right-to-work zones where unions could still negotiate pay but wouldn't be allowed to collect fees from all the covered employees. He says it would lure jobs. Democrats are trying to ban the zones over Rauner's veto, but the governor has signaled to Republicans that upholding this veto is a top priority. State Representative Jay Hoffman, a Democrat from Swansea, says even though some Republicans reportedly promised unions they'd be with them,
I got a sneaking suspicion we may only end up at 70 votes.
It takes 71 to override the governor.
On this question, there are 70 voting yes, 39.
Only one town in Illinois has actually set up a right-to-work zone, Lincolnshire in the Chicago suburbs, and that fight has moved to the courts. I'm Brian Mackey.